Yeah.
Okay. Rebecca Weimer, the Oilam is a dream of appraisal of the Oilam Harbour. Hasking us appraising is kind of attractive. Very, very famous Mishnah. Very, very famous concept. Oilam has an appraisal. Here's the hacks. This is not the main Oilam has an appraisal. Rebecca Weimer is Hasking us Oilam has an appraisal of the Harbour. In other words, so basically, the fact that it's appraised there, without adding anything to it, it's something that is tachlis at the end of the day. It's something which Olam Haba is coming up. If I tell somebody, you know, tomorrow's a test, you have to study really hard for the test, that's that. The fact that I'm going today is a preparation day is really not low mileage like my race. What's the kuda of this being priced up? Pirish hadava zehu omik. Nisha dava shedam tachlisa inas vayadava zeh. And because it's something that person needs to know his tachlis, it's understand where he's going to. And it's like Ramchal says, the first idea is to know where we're going to and so forth. We have to be mevayadah. Kabbalah says, "Zal min aneviim sheish olam haba, ve'ein mechulek b'ze af bumis." It's something which that there's a musig of olam haba is something which Chazal will mekabel from the neviim, and nobody even amongst the Muslim argues about it. Very fascinating, because this is a prop that this man has said hotly contested. What we believe. In other words, a lot of the Chaykrim insinuated, they said, that there never was an Amuna in Kal Yisrael in an Olam Haba, that the early Hebrews did not believe one, and in the Nemesis and the Psukim, there are no clear allusions to it. The Gemara in Sanhedrin makes it very clear that there were people who said that, and they said, Elishan Chelkal Mahaba, someone who says, you know, somebody's Makish, the Yanim of Chias HaMesim, and so on, those weren't Yanim that people were Makish. So, and it has to be dafted from the Pasuk. But upon him, it's something which the we, Chachmei Chazal, had the mysteriousness of the Pesukim, and also the Goyish also don't deny. The Goyim who don't pretend they have a mysteriousness of Chazal, the Goyim basically were coming, who took it as a double pasha, that's what the Pesukim mean. Wasn't a shayla by them. The other Machacham, Amei Machacham Dasi, much of those are the Atzmach, Baz, the Verichus. And somebody who's a chacham made me ask, I would understand it also from his own daf. In a certain, he doesn't quite say where what, but Ramchal makes the argument in a way that is impossible to deny. The fact that somebody, the fact that everyone understands that none of the tachleisim that the Pesukim spells happened in this world. No one can say that there's any realization of favor tzaddikim and rala Hashem in this world. Even if occasionally there were good matzavim, it certainly is a far cry from anything that you could say is has shaychus to charonish. And also, there's no realization of any of the tachleisim or the bria that we could possibly say a shaykh to hear. There doesn't seem to be any tachlis period. Upirish olam haba olam she'achat chia. Zinik olam haba lizlasten. And olam haba is not the Moshe Mashiach. It's not the Gan Eden that we talk about, but rather the world that would be after Tchias HaMesim. The lo yelucha bedobah zeshum saviv or kinik olam haba olam she'achat chia. So Tchias HaMesim is it's clear in Chazal that Tchias HaMesim is synonymous with the Kuf for when the onset of all of habit starts, because you see that the so you see that Chazal understood that the opposite of Kriyas HaMeisim would be the opposite of Haba would be experienced Kriyas HaMeisim. Yishtom Mifurish ki medabe min ha-Tchiyah she Yishtom HaMeisim Kriyas HaHosam. All the whole figures there. Yishtom Mifurish ki medabe min ha-Tchiyah v'ach she don eshtichu b'Tchiyas HaMeisim v'oz yu eilach ha-Yom Haba v'oz yu eilach. So the tkufa that starts post Kriyas HaMeisim is the tkufa that we understand is identified with Olam Haba. The fact that Chazal said it's a mida keneged mida obviously means that it's something that is itayinu hach. If Kriyas HaMeisim was not the same as Olam Haba, there wouldn't be any mida keneged mida in having the person not have an Olam Haba. The Uperek Basa Chum Tanya Rekivu Oima Ein Lecha Mitzah B'Torish Van Tzorah K'suva B'Tzidah Ein Kriyas HaMeisim Tluya Ba. So it's not possible it's clear that Havahataya, the world of Tchar, the world of Lashon Lavay, all of those in Yanim are in Yanim that are totally in the world to come as a manifest in post Kesemesim as the world to come. The Lefikach, he says, Yeh Pashtut Mevurer Shbein Sofik Bezeh Klaul Ki Sh'oz Yeh Oilom Sholom B'Shleimus. That it has to, it is going to be a Dover Sholim Ki Kadover Shadaf M'chayev Sheh Pula Shleima Hu Ho Oilom Min HaPoil Shul Sholim Hu Hashem Yisbarak Yifim HaDegas HaPoil Kachu Pulasi. So he says, if we're talking about Olam Haba, we're not talking about something which is going to be just a reward. We're talking about the Shleimus of Lasid Lavo. So he said, you can't, it's not the Pshat that it's a specific Meister Schar for somebody. It's the world coming to its Shleimus. And the logic of that is, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of all the things we say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say that he's a Shalem. That's the midas, strongest, most strongest associated with him. So one needs to say that the pu'ula that comes out from him is Shleimus. Now, it's possible to have a Dover She'ino Sholem and an interim base, you can say, okay, you know, right now until things get better, it's going to be, we're going to need a Zman for Chveis, we're going to need a Zman of is mechayev me to say that it's not as mechayev me to say that maybe he's, you know, it's not shleimus tikayitochen, the person is, you know, where's the shleimus? One has nothing to do with the other. It's something which is the derech to do so, but that something is going to have to remain, that's not going to remain not stolen at the very end. That's something that's impossible. Is the mohus of things becoming Nitzchias Klapa Kadosh Baruch Hu is his etzmahus. It's something that exists the etzm because he has nothing else that stops it. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu exists. So anything that doesn't exist forever is not really a bria of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't have that surah of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. When we say Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Vata Melech Chai B'Kayim, that's all things that pertain to the etzem of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We speak about the Zara as if it makes them. Anything which is temporary and not a real Messias is not a likus. There's a sparno that says, unless we're studying history, he says that the goy kodesh of Klal Yisrael is that they are nitzchim because it's haino hach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nitzchias is something which is goes into the definition of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. It's the very mohus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nitzchias. Al Kopanim, the deeper definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas HaEmes, which means that it stays forever and less ever, is all kosher to this inyan of being a davar shel nitzvias. Mid of emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is pure mid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is bal karchach the mid of nitzvias. We saw Paul Kai, but the first one is Shemachilo Shio Pirivivia. Paul says, well, hey, look, I'm going to say, look. Let's add about this Kilashtir Perivivia. Kilashtir Perivivia is not another Indian. It ke'ilu, it sounds like, well, we're finding many nafkaminas between Akash Baruch and people. One nafkamina is that Akash Baruch is Chai La'ad, and one nafkamina is that Akash Baruch Hu is, he doesn't eat, doesn't drink. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that when a person is totally in his kiyum, in some other things, then his kiyum is not, that his kiyum cannot be permanent. One of the inyan that we speak about in Kadosh Baruch Hu, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is chay la'ad, kind of random things, you know? We're not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu outside. Aber was er immer kommt, ab und zu mal kämpft, dass er nicht mehr kommt, wenn er dabei ist. So, ich kann nicht sagen, dass any state wird von dem ich gesprochen. Wenn kommen kann, ist es, da wird kommen, ist es, dass er ein kann schuppen, das erste, das ist die erste. So, he says, it's obviously a certain problem, because we're nevrotim, we're going to be different, like I spoke. But if something as significant as this, it can't be any difference between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we're trying to look in the music of being a pa'ula yohima to the pa'il, if we're looking for the place where it must be like it, and not just a, what's the right word for it, an ancillary factor, like a side thing, then we'd have to pick this point up. Baruch Hu as the mocker, it's like cast a hero on us. But it's not that the etzem we have no mitzvahs in the mockim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this world, because we are not the chlal of that min of Kayev Loilam, then we're not shaykh the chlal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have no mitzvahs. So it's not shaykh v'salachti v'sechem. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no amongst us, because it's not the chlal in the same plane. We are doing it HaKadosh Baruch Hu enough so that we have a mitzvah in that gun, except HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzvah being our spirit overshadows us. So it's his mirror is cast on us. Ve'im z'ashen z'ar sh'rapoel nidomem l'kach ha'vashem mirror aleichem k'mishpat ha'ila ala olom l'chein mischayim b'dei ha'shleim ha'shesh olam ha'ba. So in the Olam Hava, that's what Chazal say over there. Chazal say that in Olam Hava, the creations of Hashem Baruch Hu will have the same nature as a Hashem Baruch Hu. That's the havchana between beforehand or afterwards. The Aras didn't have any mitzvahs, so therefore the Melech, for the Melech to walk amongst him is not shayach. And when the Melech says that you are hareini kiyetze b'cha, the Melech is speaking to the common denominator. Just give a simple mashal. When you have a chasha person with a lot of servants and stuff like that, so the servants don't, it's not the company he keeps. So their job is to stay out of sight whenever the master is doing X, Y, Z, unless he needs some help. But he's not one of the chevra. They're not of the chevra. Masha'in Kain, his chaverim, even though this person is the lord of the manor and you defer to him, but they are of the same type. The knesh of his halachti v'sechem, he learns up the Chazal, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will walk amongst us. We will be of the type within which HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzvahs express itself. Our havamina is we have no makom in the makom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the maskana is harei ani kaviyachol. We're of the world of Nitzchiyim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above us. He's the Sherish. V'zeh shivir azal lo'ima k'mosh man l'mala o'ilam ha me'achil ha'shvil ha'viriv l'masa mat v'chol ze k'dei sh'ti ha'p'ula v'zecheses b'mal b'ira sh'ef sh'zul ha'sa. Had there not been that change in Mitzvias, that our Mitzvias became a totally is not stuck to anything, then we wouldn't have that position. I want to add one more thing. It says that Tzadikim Ayeshva Tzim Vayeshva V'nenem is Ziv Ashchina. So I think it was sort of my Shabir said it, but it's most appreciated in this sense. V'nenem is Ziv Ashchina is not one of the activities in Olam Haba. The Nenem Ziv Ashchina takes the place of the Achila and the Shkia and so on. In other words, every person's Chiyus is Nevea from his Nekudas HaTainuk, and also the Pu'ulis that are needed to give a person Chiyus. The Chiyus in Olam Haba is Nevea. We draw on the Chiyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mitzvahs. The reason why we're shaykh to be nitzchim is because at some way we dehar ourselves as a hemshah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it wouldn't be that way, no nivra mitzaratzmoy has nitzchim. It's only because the nivra dehars the besichem in him. He himself also dehars that there's an akuda in him of the shamash, the zavitari, that's him. say it the other way around. The nekuda of the shemesh of sanbi tayri needs a goof, and if the goof eats well and sleeps well and it's holding on to this nekuda, it's holding it. But lo said love, it'll be the other way around. It, this nekuda will be the shayrish lechius, and the goof will be supported by it. So the goof will also be nichlal in that kneich of chius. It won't need its own makar of chius, and therefore it'll be as much loilam as is the Akarish Baruch Hu's as much as Akarish Baruch Hu. Okay, any questions?
No, it's good. No. It's good.
Okay. Next week, I'm going to be in New York next week, and we can't learn, but there's a Shabbat 2 weeks.
Okay.
Very good. Say that.